K-Country 102.3. All right, y'all, it's time for this week's Artist Spotlight, and I'm extremely excited for this one because this guy is going to be in Brookings here in 2 weekends, and he just released a brand new EP, so let's welcome Matt Ferranti to the show. Matt, what's up, man?
What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy? You all right?
Not too bad. I'm good right now. You know, we're in Brookings, South Dakota. You're a Midwest boy, too, from Bay City, Michigan. So do you guys get a lot of snow, though?
Yeah, man. So we get a lot of lake effect snow. If you look where Bay City is, man, it's right on the water.
Right.
And we, you know, just kind of depends. You know, everyone has their ups and down years, but, man, I remember a couple years we were young, you know, negative 10 degrees, 8 inches of snow, no school for 3 days, like serious snow.
Yep, we just had that little bit of weather effect here in Brookings where we were like 39 below zero. It's kind of crazy. But
did you say 39 below zero?
39 below zero is what it was with the wind chill. It was crazy.
That's insane, dude.
It's so crazy, dude. Seriously, I just moved back from Orange County, California here like 2 years ago.
Oh.
And sometimes I question why I moved back to Brookings. It doesn't make any sense in my head. But either way. Cool, dude. Oh, so yeah, man. The Chapters Tour, you just started that last month. And like I mentioned, you're going to be coming to the Swiftel Center February 29th with Brett Young. What's the tour experience been like so far for you as you open up for Brett Young?
Man, it's been very surreal. You know, some of these venues, I remember there was a place, we were in New Hampshire, and Brett was opening up. It was us, Brett, then Brett Eldridge, and then Luke Bryan. And I just remember Brett, he had like 25 minutes to play. Three and a half, four, you know, a couple years later. Now Brett's headlining that same arena.
That's awesome.
And I'm playing my 25 minutes to open it. And it's very full circle, man. It's crazy.
That's the cool part. So yeah, before you before opening for Brett Young, you actually were his guitarist. So tell us kind of how you and Brett linked up and how becoming the opener kind of came about too.
Yeah, man. So I've been playing music my whole life. Grew up in church playing, is very similar to how Brett grew up as well. He was in Orange. He's from Orange County too. Listen to that.
Right. But, yep. He's from there.
When he came to Nashville, I had been there around a year, maybe 8 months before him. We were playing at a bar together. It was randomly like there's a thing called a writer's round. So we're like the line four people up. Each one would take a turn singing a song, have like three passes, and then they'll rotate that three different times throughout the night. It's kind of a Nashville thing. But anyways, me and Brett were on that together. I think I played electric guitar that night at the very end. He was like, bro, I need a guitar player at my show in Atlanta in a couple weeks. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, yeah, dude, sure. I'm trying to pay rent, of course. And now 5.5 years later, here we are. I just never said no, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, that's the biggest thing, too, especially when you're down there in Nashville. Never say no to an opportunity. That's one thing I've learned here, too. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. So now that you're taking your own musical journey as a singer and opening up on the tour, and you just released this brand new EP, it's self-titled as well, which is great. I want to mention I've been jamming out to all the songs.
Thank you so much, bro.
Go ahead and tell us what made you decide to pull the trigger on starting your own musical journey. Is it because of the Brett Young connection?
So I was in a band before moving to Nashville. I think I was in three other bands. My coolest one that I ever was at in Michigan, it was called the North Union, and we were kind of like a poor man's Lady Antebellum, and we opened up for Gloriana. They basically saw us. They're like, hey, man, y'all are pretty good, like almost like too good to be in Detroit. Like, you have to get out of Detroit and come to Nashville. Moved to Nashville. I've been there 7.5 years, I think going on 8 years now. And basically, I've been writing the whole time. I mean, even I've been releasing songs that I've written throughout all of those projects. So when I moved to Nashville, I didn't stop. I just always kept writing songs, finding anyone to write songs with, trying to work up the ladder so that you could, you know. And here's the thing is being self-aware enough to realize just because you feel like you wrote a good song that day, well, go measure it up against the top 10 on the radio right now.
Right.
That'll give you somewhat of a realistic check, right? And it wasn't until probably a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, and I'm being generous, it could, you know, honestly could be, some could argue this EP is the only thing I've ever written that could be radio ready, if you will.
Now, speaking of this EP being radio ready, you just released your brand new single called Make It to the Bedroom. You want to give us a little detail about how that one came about?
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. I'll give you a little background with that. So that's the only song on the record that I did not write. Okay. And but what happened is that when Brett put out his first record, this song was pitched to him by a girl named Laurel Kittleson, who's now the head of Anarchic Records. But anyways, she sent a song to him, and Brett loved the track, but he thought it didn't really fit his brand. You know, if he was a single guy back then, technically, it was like, make it to the bedroom. Like, is that really the kind of picture you want to paint yourself as a brand new artist? And kind of a thing, whatever. And so he didn't cut it, and no one else cut it. Then finally, we get out and doing my record. He's, you know, we talk about it, and he's like, bro, I think that song's still available. Now, we didn't really know, because it takes like three different publishers and everyone to really, you know, get the songwriters and see if anybody has it on hold or whatnot. But at first, no one did. So we were like, dude, all right. Then I just got married. That fits my record. That fits the whole thing. I think that's a no-brainer. And Brett agreed, because Brett's the executive producer on the record, so he helped me kind of curate it. And then we found out, I got a message on Instagram being like, hey, can you get a hold of us over at Curb something record? You know, we need to talk about this song, Make It to the Bedroom. I was like, what did I do?
Yeah, what's going to come out now?
And they actually said that Jordan Davis put it on hold. Now, he's an artist to number one, so he'll obviously can have it before a little nobody like me, technically. But then Brett and the songwriters and my producers, because we're friends with the songwriters. So the songwriters are actually Hannah Ellis and Nicholas Wayne and Josh Kerr, who's a big producer in Nashville. And so we know those guys personally. So we're like, y'all, do you think that Jordan's just going to like sing the song, or is he going to like, you know, cut one of 50 songs and then we'll never hear about it again? And they were like, I don't know, man. I just think you should sing on it. So we're like, all right. So then Brett went out and fought for it, got it back, and that's how we cut it. It was insane. It was a crazy couple weeks. No, I was looking for songs up until a month before the record came out because we were unsure if it happened. And once we got it, it was like, oh.
Yeah, that's
with that came the stipulation of having it for, we basically had Rose as the first single. So,
dude, seriously, I mean, I'm not trying to fanboy or anything. I think you picked, if you had to pick an EP and all the songs to put onto it, you definitely nailed it on the head. So, I wish you great success with that. Obviously, there's already success coming with it. You're opening up for Brett Young, and we're excited for you to come to good old Brookings, South Dakota. You're on a little bit of a break right now until you hit Mankato before you come to us here on Saturday. So, dude, we're looking forward to you being rested up. We'll try to keep the weather nice, too.
Absolutely, bro. Hey, I appreciate it. I can't wait to come play. It's my first time playing as a solo act in South Dakota, and I'm glad it's with y'all. So, I'll be seeing y'all soon.
Yeah, very cool. And hey, we're going to be doing a pre-party at Whiskey Creek, which is the restaurant just up from Swiftel Center. I'm going to be hanging out there. Brian Waltz from the Wireless World Morning Show, he's going to be there too, just before we have some meet and greets to give away. So everybody come on out, hang out with us. And Matt Ferranti, I extend you an invitation. I know you're probably busy doing sound checks and all that stuff, but if you
what
come.
What time are you guys going
to
be there?
I think we're starting at 3, you know, to give
That's
away the meet and greets.
Perfect timing, because sound check ends at 4 and I have until 8 o'clock, so I'll see you up there.
Perfect. Yeah, Whiskey Creek, dude. I look forward to that.
Whiskey Creek. All right. Let's party.
Cool. So without further ado, too, I guess wrap it up. I know I've taken a lot of your time right now. We appreciate you talking to us here at K Country 102.3, but do you want to go ahead and intro your brand new single?
Yeah, let's do it, man. My name is Matt Ferranti, and you're listening to K Country 102.3. This is my first single, Make It to the Bedroom.
Ain't nothing like a red light after picking you up from a red eye, turning 5 miles to a long drive, adding on to the time you've been gone, heading straight for my place. Baby, when you're looking at me that way, we ain't gonna make it up the driveway. Girl, once we start, we won't stop. Say if you say we make it to the front porch, yeah, maybe even take it to the front door, baby. But if I kiss you in the kitchen, I'ma wanna kiss every part of you I've been missing lately. Might make it to the staircase or halfway down the hallway, but the way I'm wanting you, there ain't no way we're gonna make it to the bedroom.